You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Ra'eh, the Sefer Shari Ang, which is a very valuable encyclopedic work in Likut, which brings down important inyanim emphasized by a number of different Mefarshei Torah, has a brief observation at the beginning of Parshas Ra'eh. Re'a noichi noisein lefneichem, tzoch iyan de Pasach b'loshen yachid v'siyim b'loshen rabim. He's referring to the first words in the parasha, Re'ei, which is the singular, Anoichi noisein lifneichem, which is rabim. So he brings down that there are a number of different mefarshim that focus on this, the Evan Ezra, the Goyen, the Kliyako, but we are focusing on the Tzohar HaMoer, one of the most important Svardi Gedolim, Mefarshei HaTorah, who lived at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, 1492. This year we'll be focusing on not only enlightening words as far as the Parsha is concerned, but as we continue to emphasize in our Shiurim, in Sefer Devorim, the famous mimer from the Chedushi Arim, that all of the Parshas in Sefer Devorim are helping us prepare for Yomim Neroim. Quoting now selected pieces from the Tzohar HaMoer in Parshas Ra'eh, and in Parshas Ra'eh he refers to additional information on this topic in Parshas Kedoshim. So the Tzohar HaMoer says, Lo hidia lanu ikar godel b'sherish emuna uv'malos Yisrael. This is to tell us an important foundation having to do with the root of our emuna and of the special mila of Klal Yisrael, and we're going to see, referring specifically to the metaphysical nature of the neshama of a yid. Afal pi sheheim rabim heim kimo yochid. That there's something about the neshama of a yid that simultaneously exists in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, both as a rabim and as a yochid. And we'll explain. Just like the words which we are focusing on go from the singular to the plural, so also individuals in Klal Yisrael are looked at by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as a rabim and at the same time as a yochid. And we're going to explain. This is the topic of today's shiur. Lefi shenechtzava nafsham mekel echad. A profoundly metaphysical concept, a Kabbalah concept. And it refers to that famous Rashi that anybody who went to Cheder knows, that when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, it says, Shivim Nefesh, Yodel Mitzrayim, and it says 70 souls, but it uses the singular. And Rashi points out that by Esav, the descendants of Esav, it says, Shesh Nefoshois, 6 souls in the plural. And there, Rashi says, the reason why the souls of Esav are referred to in the plural, and the souls of Yankif are referred to in the singular, because the individuals of Esav were tied to different gods. Oivdim Elohus Harbe. V'Yankif Oyubonav Shivim Loshin Yochid Lefi Sheboin Mikoyach Kael Echod. We are bound together in our belief and are being tied to a singular god, to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And other times, referred to Loshen Rabbim. And I will now go back, in a manner of speaking, to Parshas Kedoshim, where the Tzohar HaMoer enlarges upon this concept. We keep on going back from Loshen Yochid and Loshen Rabbim. And he says, like in Parshas Ra'eh, which is our Parsha, like over there in Parshas Kedoshim, and I'm going to interject and briefly connect an seemingly enigmatic quote from the Noam Eli Melech, which happens to be at the beginning of Parshas Devarim, that we know there's this klal of Amer Kulam Tzadikim. It's a Lashon HaPasuk. So what does that mean? All of Klal Yisrael are Tzadikim? So the Neim Elimelech says in a, again, Kabbalah Oifen, that there is a concept of Kol Yisrael, an Oilam called Kol Yisrael, V'Oilam Hahu Sholem B'li Shum Pegam. That Klal Yisrael, when viewed as one, there is no chesorin to Klal Yisrael. Ki Klal Yisrael hem tzadikim. K'mo shekosav amakum tzadikim. V'im kein af shahaprotim choytim lipa'omim. Even though parts of Klal Yisrael occasionally sin. Avla Klal Yisrael hem tomid kayomim b'kdushosom. V'ein sotim v'ein pegaram behem cholila. When Klal Yisrael is unified as one, then the Sotan has no shlita, has no power to focus on the chatoim of those individuals who are of the munitive religious stature. Because all of the individuals who are lacking in Kedusha, if they're connected together, then so to speak, the tzaddikim cover for those who are on a lower madrege. So this seems to connect to this Tzor HaMoer. And going further, v'zeh yisrun yesh le'uma yisraelis mekol ha'umois shekulam chshuvim ki ish echad. This is something that the Jewish nation has more than any other nation in the world. V'zeh mitzad pitroinam u'mitzad nafsham. There's two reasons that Klal Yisrael have this special mila over every other nation in the world. Because Klal Yisrael is connected mitzad patroinam. In English we say their patron. Shehu Hashem Echad. And that was the statement that Klal Yisrael's children, the Shiftei Koah, said to Yankif Avinu before he was Nifter. He asked, is it possible that you are divided in your belief? And they all said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that statement is the cornerstone of the belief. And so many Yidden who are Moisen Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem die with these words on their lips. And we all say, Shema Yisrael, it's known to be the essence of the Jewish nation. So we're tied to our patron, which is Hashem Echad, umitzad nafsham, shehi chatzuva mikisei ha-kovid. And our neshama, we know, comes from the essence of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And these are deep Kabbalistic thoughts. We don't have to understand it fully, but we just have to know that it is true. Va'ach shekol nafshoisam chatzuvos memokom echad gufam roi shehi echad. So being that we all come from the same place, all of our neshamas, our essence of life comes from the same place. Gufam royu shehiu echad. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us because of his great love for us. People look around, you see human beings, Jews, Goyim, of all different stripes, shapes, colors. What makes us different? What makes our neshama different? This is a yesoid godol, to be mazbir, the nafgemina between the nefesh Yehudi and the nefesh of the Ummas HaOlam. And in my humble observation, this happened, this collective neshama that we have, happened at Matan Torah, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we became ki'ish echad b'lev echad. That was the part of the profound preparation in Yemei Svira, that in the process of becoming pure and to be ready to be mekabel the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ki hem chayenu v'orech yameinu, the essence of our life in this world and the next. Part of that preparation is that we should become ki ish echad b'lev echad. And by Matan Torah it says that porcha nishmosam. It was always very intriguing to me. Why was it necessary that the neshamas of Klal Yisrael should be taken away? Everybody should technically die, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give the neshamas back. But it could be that we were given this collective neshama at the time of Matan Torah, when we made a pronouncement from the depths of our souls, ki ish echad b'lev echad, that we were given this collective neshama, which is profoundly valuable, an unbelievable gift from Hashem, that even if we are insufficient in our observation to Toru mitzvahs, even if we sin, but in our havas achim, we can draw from the spiritual strength of the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, va'amech kulam tzaddikim. And this, especially at this time of year when we might wonder, how can we go to the Yomim Neroim, being the humble people that we are, and with our limited schutzim and our unfortunate pekel of averes, we're not going with our own koyach. We're going with the koyach of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We're going with the koyach of all the tzaddikim who are extending themselves for us. And this should be a tremendous chizik for us in our avoida towards perfecting ourselves for the Yom HaDin. And it also can help us help others. All those millions of Jews who have no clue that they're Jewish, how can they get kapora? How can they come to be as Mashiach? So we can be mechazik them. And there's the Maimar Ayaduah from the Brisk Rav that he told his Talmidim in Brisk that if we learn Torah, we can stop irreligious Jews from sinning in Berlin. How does that work? Well, if we in our hearts and minds bind ourselves to Kol Yisrael, as is the essence of our Tefillah Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then we can cover for those people who are lower than us as well. Now, I just want to end with, I think, an important story, which is very fascinating. Which this story is found by Reb Shlomo Zevin in his Sipurei Chasidim in Parshas Vayera, the first story. I have a Kabbalah again that all the stories here are bona fide. I have this from my father and my grandfather, Zechonam Levrocha, that these are stories that can be relied upon. That in Shemaim they were considering to send down the neshama of the Baal Shem HaTov to his father, Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Machnes Orech Gadol. He used to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Achnasis Orechim, and he, to the point where he would even send out Shlichim to look for Orechim, Oivrei Derech Ulachnisam Bebeisoi, to invite them to his house. And we're going to see from the thrust of this story that the Orechim that he was looking for were not exclusively religious Orechim, even Bali Avera. And they were considering in Shemaim to send this neshama of the Baal Shem to Rabbi Eliezer as a son. But the Sotn in Shemaim said that Rabbi Eliezer cannot be given such a great gift unless he will be tested, and the Sotn wanted to test him. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, Sotn, it's better if I go. As I understand it, the Sotn can give tests that are very, very hard. Let me do this test to see if Rabbi Eliezer is worthy of this great neshama to come to him. So Elio came down on Shabbos by day, Achat Tzoharayim. This is noteworthy. Why he chose Achat Tzoharayim. Dafkash come down Shabbos afternoon, B'demus, Oni Oiva Vishov, Hoholich B'makloi U'Vatalmiloi. It seems that Elio HaNavi was able to effect an optical illusion where he looked like he was being Machal Shabbos. He was walking with his stick and with his backpack. And he knocked on the door of Rebbe Eliezer, and he said, Shabbat Toivo, a good Shabbos. Now, at the face of it, it looks like he's mocking Rebbe Eliezer. Here's a Yid that looks like he's being Machal Shabbos, to all appearances. And he's walking into the house of Rebbe Eliezer, looking for Hachnosis Orchim, with his staff and his backpack. And it says, Rebbe Eliezer, lo hiskatzef al chuspas ha'oni l'chal el shabbos b'fonav. Rebbe Eliezer was unfazed by this apparent, not only desecration of Shabbos, but this chutzpah of saying good Shabbos, while he looks like he's being mechal Shabbos. V'loi garboi v'loi bayish oisoi. He did not dress him down, and he did not embarrass him. And he invited him to shalashudas. And motzi Shabbos, Rebbe Eliezer made a Sudas Malal V'Malka, which I thought is very interesting, to be able to sit at a Sudas Malal V'Malka with Elio HaNavi. We all are mispalo in the Zmiris that we should be zoche to see Elio HaNavi. Here we have Rebbe Eliezer sitting at the table by Malal V'Malka with Elio HaNavi himself. And then on Sunday, before they parted, Rebbe Eliezer gave him a matona, this apparent poor person, Elio HaNavi being disguised as the poor person. In such an inappropriate Chilul Shabbos way. So when Elio HaNavi saw his Hanhaga Toivo, he revealed himself to him before they parted company, and he says, No, Dash Anoichi Eliyahu, Bosil Lanasoyscha, Uvischus, Shamadato Benisoyin Libli Levayish, Esa Orchim Aboyim Elecha. Fascinating. The Nisoyan here was not just that he gave him Achnosis Orchim, and not only that he provided Achnosis Orchim for Machalel Shabbos, but that he did not say a negative word to him. So as a result of the fact that he withstood the test, Taske Leben Shioer as Eine Yisrael. So, dear friends, we have to remember that as Chaim Talmud of the Baal Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Volozhina, Talmud of the Goyen, like his children said, Margala Bepuma, that Reb Chaim always used to say, we did not come to this world for ourselves. Because all of the toivus that we do to Klal Yisrael, to Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, those toivus work for us. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that in the schus of the fact that Abol Tire, we all want to do the right thing, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us, that we will be able to bond with all the rest of Klal Yisrael for those who need our help and for those who can give us help. It will be Zechet Yeshuas in the Chumis and a Git Geben Shtiro. And a gula shalema for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.